Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And in addition to the things that I write that will be in the letter, you also get the schedule of the upcoming week's show, the guests who are going to be on the show the coming week. So even if you don't like what I have to say, you might want to subscribe just to get that. And so check that out when you get a chance. Karen Post is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's our branding expert in our Brain Trust. She is the branding diva. She is the author of Brain Tattoos. And she is our good friend. Karen, welcome back.
Thanks. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. And it's always a pleasure because, you know, Karen, you know, even if you weren't such a cool lady, I would still invite you back because I love talking about branding.
Well, branding's so important for anybody who competes, whether you're a one-person shop or a 50-person company. It's so important because so many times the brand is just that little advantage that makes that buying choice easy and enables you to get the sale, you to get the piece of business. So it's very important.
You know, when I think about branding, Karen, I look around. I think about a small business owner looking around their shop, and they're thinking, okay, there's not much else I can do for my technology. There's not much else I can do with the products because I kind of got the best stuff I can get. My employees are motivated, et cetera, et cetera. And they're looking around and they're looking at all the classic fundamentals of operating their business. And they're trying to think of ways to really leverage whatever it is they have to the next level. And I don't believe there's anything in any small business that can be leveraged, and where there's as much harvested opportunity as with developing their brands. Would you agree
Absolutely.
Or disagree with that?
Yeah, and today what I'd like to talk about is that brand experience. You know, because it used to be you'd think about branding and you'd think big companies, multi-million dollar budgets, but today it's not like that.
That's right.
One-person shop can build a powerful brand because today brands, the foundation of a brand is really the experience that you deliver to the customer. It's not your advertising or even in your promotion. More importantly is how you treat your customer, and there's three pieces to the experience. It's before they buy you, when they're just starting to think about your product or the need or the desire. It's while they're buying the product. It's during that transaction, what that process is like, and then it's afterwards. It's how do you thank them? How do you follow up with them? How do you ask the hard questions and sometimes maybe get some negative feedback that you could learn from? So that
have enough courage to ask for and believe their
right.
input that you're going to get.
Right, and take action on it, too. You know, some people hear it, and then it goes in one ear and out the other, and they don't move on it. But the folks that move on it, that's really going to build loyalty, and loyalty is the strength of and one of the big benefits of a brand.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the experience, I like the way you use that in these examples, Karen, because – before you got here, I reminded my audience of something it's a soapbox that I won't get off of because I think it's important. And that is understanding the difference between what people need and what they want.
Right.
They don't need an experience. They need the stuff you're going to give them.
Right.
But
the logical pieces.
They
That's
want
right.
the experience. And what they want is what they're come back for, not what they need, because they can get what they need anywhere.
Right, and the desires are based on emotional values that people have. So if you can understand what the hot buttons are for your customers, and you'll be able to pick this up just by observing other decisions that they make, what kind of car they drive, how they dress, you know, just other little things, you will see a pattern of these values. And then if you can mold your messaging and your brand to support those values, you'll find that your brand will become a magnet and you will soon have new customers.
And the exciting thing to me for small business owners in the 21st century, Karen, is how much opportunity there is to have outrageous success by doing one thing, not underestimating how much people will pay for that experience.
Absolutely.
If you won't underestimate what they will pay, you have an opportunity for outrageous success.
Right. Like if you look at a Rolex watch, I mean, those are very expensive watches. You can buy a Timex for $19. So why do people spend $10,000 on a Rolex watch? That's a great example. They're both timepieces. They both work. But that Rolex has got that perception of prestige and achievement, and it's all about emotional satisfaction. You know, it says you've done something well, and it's a big status symbol, and that's very important to people. And there's no right or wrong values, you know, because that's why there's chocolate and vanilla. You know, your market segment is going to be sprinkled with all different types of desires and values, but mm-hmm. It's your job to keep your eye open, be observant, ask questions, and you will see patterns, and then you can craft your experience accordingly. But it's the small things in the experience. It's like how you answer your phone, and it's how you follow up when you meet someone.
It's all part of the brand, isn't it?
Function. Absolutely. And you want to try to put your name and your logo and your actual graphic brand on as much of this communication as you can. But it's not all about just that logo. It's really about how you treat people, how you follow up, how you deliver on your promise. If you say you're going to do something and you don't do it, that's going to wipe out all that pretty design that you've invested in with your graphics if your experience isn't good.
You know, Karen, what you're talking about the way your phone is answered, that sort of thing. One of the things that I do that may or may not endear me to people is if I call a small business and I don't get a good reception on the phone when the phone is answered, I actually somehow find the owner. If I don't know them, if I know them, I obviously know how to get to them. I find the owner and I tell them about my experience. Not to get anybody in trouble, but I think that's kind of what we have to do. You know how sometimes you walk up to a friend and say, here's a mint, you need this, you know? And
yeah.
I think we need to do that for each other. I think small business owners, this is one thing we ought to do for each other. If we find a bad experience with a friend or a neighbor company, we owe it to them to tell them about that in a very constructive way, because they may not know about it, and only through your eyes and only through your interest would they find out about it. We're going to come right back. I'm going to find out what Karen has to think about that idea right after these messages. Karen Post is our friend. She is the branding diva. Her book is called Brain Tattoos. 20 after. Stay with us.
But when you're walking down the street, and you ain't had
enough. We're back. 23 after. Just wanted to let Joe sing that for you. That's the way I feel about our business, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way I feel about the marketplace. This ain't no place for losers or the innocent. You got to be tough. You got to understand what's going on. You can't be naive. But it's a lot of fun, and you know about that. One of the ways to make sure you have the maximum opportunity to be successful is to understand that just because you're a small business owner doesn't mean that you can't have brands, that you can't have a brand just like Coca-Cola, just like Mercedes, or just like Rolex or whatever. You can have a brand. You can have the Rolex brand of in your industry, in your marketplace. And as our friend Peter Meyer tells us, we can dominate with those brands. And one of the best people I know to help us build those brands and understand that whole concept is our good friend Karen Post, who's with us right now. Her book is called Brain Tattoos. And Karen, we need to know your website, please.
BrandingDiva.com.
Isn't that great, folks? I love that. Love that website. And check it out, folks, when you get a chance. There's a lot of good stuff there, and they can find out more about your books too, can't they?
They sure can.
And I hope you will, folks. And also, you are available to help people if they need help developing their brands. That's what you do, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So check that out. Karen, what did you think about my idea about about small business owners helping each other with that those the functional part of the brands?
Oh, I think it's huge because, you know, when the business owner calls up and the receptionist answers the phone, you know they're going to be on their best behavior and courteous and nice, but sometimes that same treatment may not be happening to prospects or customers. So if you don't share that with your friend, you know, they may never know, and that's a big piece of their brand, that telephone communication. Puts a lot of either good or bad brain tattoos in the mind of the market if you have a good experience or a bad one. Well, so if you sense that something is not working, I think you do need to share it with your fellow business owners.
Well, you know, you call up and they say, ABC Consulting, and you say, yes, is George there? Just a minute. You know, and then they basically, you know, put you on hold before they even finish the words. And you know, that's... We work so hard as small business owners to get people to pick up the phone and call us.
Right.
And you just can't afford to have that kind of thing happening. And folks, you might be saying, well, that's you're talking about customer service. I thought you and Karen were talking about branding. Well, it's all part of the same thing, isn't it, Karen?
It is, because the brand is the sum of everything you do, every touch point, the experience, every time you communicate to your customer. That's all either building brand equity when you do something positive or making a withdrawal and making your brain tattoo light and blurry and not as strong. So the idea is you want to make deposits and build that brand equity.
Well, you know, a lot of people think a brand is when they see Coca-Cola on the wall of a stadium. They think,
well, that is certainly a brand, but the same principles apply to a small business.
Well, I think what we ought to be thinking about, Karen, that might help help small business owners, is to say, yes, you can have brands, but what you should be working on is branding.
Absolutely. Yeah, and realize that as your business is a smaller business, your universe of prospects and customers is also smaller. So you don't need the budget like Coca-Cola, and you don't need to be doing mass media, because, you know, I would bet to say that your universe size is much smaller, so everything's relative. So, you know, people should not be fearful of branding. Branding is a great opportunity to grow your business.
You know, Karen, I have a theory about business owners, about small business owners as your customers. And I'm talking about the business-to-business area now. And that is that I think those customers, and I think consumers too, though, in a way, but especially business customers, I think that they will help you develop your brands. And here's why. I think people are looking for reasons to be loyal to you.
Absolutely.
And it's a self-serving reason, because it's not that they want to love you. They want to save time. And if they found a company that does a good job, it keeps them from having to find another one.
You know, brands are about relationships. Once you build a relationship, the transaction is going to follow. And we're humans, and part of our need structure is having relationships and connections and interaction with other humans. So if you find people that you like doing business with, you're going to have loyalty. And we all know it takes less money to keep a former customer happy than it is to constantly be out getting new customers. So from a financial standpoint, loyalty is an important piece in your business model, and you should be focused on loyalty.
Well, and if you walked up to the average person, average small business owner, and said, do you want your customers to be loyal? They'd say, of course. And then you say, well, what are you going to do to make them loyal? You say, well, make sure they get a good price.
Right.
And I bet you 9 out of 10 would say that first.
Yeah, and that's not really a piece of loyalty. Loyalty is things that you do in a relationship. Recognize them, acknowledge them, show your appreciation. Build in things that they become dependent to you. Those are things that will create loyalty.
Right.
But price is not about loyalty. That's in the language of commodities.
Right, absolutely. Well said. Thank you very much, Karen, for being here. Give us your website one more time.
BrandingDiva.com.
Will you come back again real soon?
I sure will. It's always fun to be here. Thanks.
Can't wait, Karen. See you later. Be careful.
Okay, bye.
Quick break. Right back with our new friend, Carrie Murphy. We're going to talk about how to make wine in just a minute, how to make really good wine. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.